Section 32. Revelation given to Ezra Thayer and Northrop Sweet through the prophet Joseph Smith, Jr., October 1830, at Fayette, New York. Behold, I say unto you, my servants Ezra and Northrop, open ye your ears, and hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, whose word is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of the joints and marrow, soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. For verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye are called to lift up your voices as with the sound of a trump, to declare my gospel unto a crooked and perverse generation. For behold, the field is white, all ready to harvest, and it is the 11th hour, and for the last time that I shall call laborers into my vineyard. And my vineyard has become corrupted every whit, and there is none which doeth good save it be a few, and they err in many instances because of priestcrafts, all having corrupt minds. And verily, verily, I say unto you, that this church have I established and called forth out of the wilderness, and even so will I gather mine elect from the four quarters of the earth, even as many as will believe in me and hearken unto my voice. Yea, verily, verily, I say unto you, that the field is white, all ready to harvest. Wherefore, thrust in your sickle, and reap with all your might, mind, and strength. Open your mouths, and they shall be filled, and you shall become as Nephi of old, who journeyed from Jerusalem in the wilderness. Yea, open your mouths, and spare not, and you shall be laden with sheaves upon your backs, for lo, I am with you. Yea, open your mouths, and they shall be filled, saying, Repent, repent, and prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yea, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Yea, be baptized even by water, and then cometh the baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost. Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and remember that they shall have faith in me, or they can in no wise be saved. And upon this rock I will build my church. Yea, upon this rock ye are built. And if ye continue, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, and ye shall remember the church articles and covenants to keep them. And whoso having faith you shall confirm in my church, by the laying on of the hands, and I will bestow the gift of the Holy Ghost upon them. And the Book of Mormon and the Holy Scriptures are given of me for your instruction, and the power of my Spirit quickeneth all things. Wherefore, be faithful, praying always, having your lamps trimmed and burning and oil with you, that you may be ready at the coming of the bridegroom. For behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, that I come quickly, even so. Amen.